My name's Emily.
And my name is Gianna.
And today we're going to be talking about if women should be able to breastfeed in public.
As we stand here today with two different opinions, we are trying to make a compromise about this issue.
Every year, approximately 4 million babies are born in the United States. This means that every year, approximately 8 million breasts are swollen, ready to start our children down the path to a healthy, well-adjusted life.
Having a child is the most natural thing in the world to most women, but in a public setting, it could be very unsanitary and disturbing to the people around them.
Yes, that may be true, but it should be very natural, and people should just accept that. First and foremost, it's ridiculous for the baby to eat with a blanket over the baby's head. It's ridiculous for mothers to be expected to literally cover their children's faces in order for them to eat, so stop telling them to do so. She needs to make her baby comfortable. In the article, Mothers How, it states breastfeeding in public is absolutely nothing to be ashamed of, especially because of its health benefits.
On the other hand, to be a good mother, you should consider how everyone else is impacted by your decisions to nurse in public. How could you live with the thought that you made someone feel uncomfortable with your own body part? Breastfeeding may be something natural, but we shouldn't have to see it. Don't you know we are all incapable of looking away? The article Audacity states, for moms who use covers for their own comfort, this isn't about you. It should be done for everyone else's comfort since you decided to be highly inappropriate. This is explaining that people need to look away and figure out a different altercation instead of looking at a natural way that babies can eat.
Secondly, breasts were made to feed babies. While it's perfectly fine for breasts to serve a sexual purpose, it's important to remember that it's not its sole function. Breasts were made to feed your babies, and it should not make people uncomfortable. In the article Elite Daily, it states, if you find yourself feeling uncomfortable when being in the vicinity of a mother who's breastfeeding, I hope you are just as uncomfortable walking past magazines with women bent over propping their boobs at you.
On the opposing side, I agree that breastfeeding is natural. However, it's indecent exposure. The article debate.org states women walking around with an exposed chest is not exposing herself to the public. It is inappropriate and uncomfortable for many people.
Last but not least, newborn babies need to eat about every 3 hours. Babies cannot go really long without eating. A mother should not have to keep getting up to feed her baby every 3 hours. In the article debate.org, it states, although it depends on when the baby is hungry, a mother will need to breastfeed anywhere from every 90 minutes to every 3 hours. Although they need to eat every 3 hours,
it can be dangerous to the baby and the mother. When people breastfeed in public, they are putting themselves and the baby in harm's way. The article Bright Kit states mothers everywhere are in jeopardy of harm for the baby and herself. Mothers need to be in a private setting to expose themselves and feed their baby. It is not a good sight to look over while you're eating to see a woman's breast out in public. Without being in a private setting, it is not acceptable.
Would you want your baby to consume unhealthy artificial powdered milk that can cause health issues for the infant in the future? NoParenting.com states that most formulas that you purchase at store will cause your baby to be unhealthy and the baby will not get the same nutrients from the mother's breast.
My conflicting point of view is that most of the formula companies are very nutritious for your newborn. In the passagereviews.com, it states that Gerber formula is non-GMO and has no artificial growth hormones, to state that formulas are perfectly healthy for your newborn child.
In conclusion, breastfeeding in public has its pros and cons. Lots of people agree and lots disagree, but we need to come together and support women's decision if they want to or don't want to breastfeed in public.
As we still have different opinions, women all over in the world can do as they please. Thank you for listening to our podcast about if women should be allowed to breastfeed in public. My name is Gianna.
And my name is Emily. Thank you for listening.